Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very other silence. This guest makes no sound whatsoever. That's weird. It's that one guy, the regular. Okay, yeah, let's ignore him. Anyway, welcome to the altar. Wait. Lala. My output or his output? Oh, what'd you do, Matt? What the fuck? Hang on. Oh, shit. Okay, fuck. Hang on. Hang on. Yep, I knew this is gonna be a fucking problem. All right, wizard. How audio input capture? Maybe is that what I'm looking for? Display capture? Audio output capture? Okay. Shit, shit, shit. Okay, maybe this will do it. Hang on. Okay, so talk. Fuck. Okay, hang on. Okay, now try it.
Okay, can you hear it? Can you see it?
There we go. There we go.
You
There, the
got it now?
bar's
Okay,
moving. Yeah,
perfect.
perfect.
Max
All
talk
right.
too.
Son of a bitch.
Sweet. Should we do we retry the intro at this
Yeah,
point?
okay, let's. All right, you know why I didn't we did this didn't work correctly? Because I didn't open this. All right, let's try this again. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the altar, our New Year special. Tonight, it's less racist, but becoming more racist, Max. It's Matt, and it's me. And
Yeah,
Imra is here in spirit.
guys, Hamas sabotaged Ben's stream
Yeah,
setup.
exactly. It's another Shoah. We will not recover. Please send me money. Also, before we start the show, a friend of the show, Lauren, is asking that all viewers send her $15. So.
Yeah, we'll get the Cash App link in the description after the show.
After the show, exactly. For now, though, we're putting womanly things aside. And we're bullshitting.
Yeah, so what are we talking about tonight? Just what are we
Literally
talking?
anything.
Well, my
Like, well,
thing was
it was the year. It's like, what was your what was the biggest thing this year? It's like it's always we've always got like 24-hour news cycle brain if you like are watching stuff all the time, and it's like
oh shit. I'm incredibly black today.
you are
Like impressively black.
you're
Like
like you're
why
the
am I
elf.
only gray? I'm like, whoa.
I'm like
You
I'm
guys,
also I'm a little black. I'm like only half black.
like I'm just dressed in all black. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Because you're emo.
It's true. I'm pretty emo. Yeah. So no, I just want to say because like the description you gave out was that obviously I talked to my cop brother, and after a couple of beers, he's like, yeah, just like if your wife's not listening, you just beat her. You
Right,
know, like that
exactly.
person
Yeah, we
cop,
were talking
and I'm
about
like.
solving marital problems with police assistance.
Well, the thing, what he said, because I told her, I'm like, I told him that beating her doesn't work, and he's like, "Have you tried hitting her harder?" And I was like, "Dude, you know what? I didn't think about that, and it still didn't work."
Yeah,
So,
she's
I mean,
Polish.
okay, you make a woman after you give her two black eyes. I don't think she's gonna learn. You know,
exactly. I mean, she's Polish though. Like, they're used to that. They're invaded by the Russians. They're invaded by the Germans. Like, you gonna give her a black eye? She's like, whatever. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a typical Tuesday.
Typical Tuesday.
Makes them like it's Thursday, but whatever.
Whatever. It's out of touch Thursday, so I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So. Well, at least you let other men know that they need to raise their voice around her. She has something. Mm-hmm. Obvious. Yeah.
Clearly,
you know,
she's
an indicator that does she doesn't listen. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be honest. Shit. I'm just like, all these signs. It's like wildly rapid. Oh, the time change too, because I'm central. Like, fuck me up.
Oh, you're central now, so you're completely gay.
Yeah. Really gay. Because it was funny, because you're like, oh yeah, like 10:30 Eastern. I'm like, oh yeah, I got like 2 hours, bro. Like, that's plenty of time. Plenty of time to do shit. And then I'm sitting here getting ready to do like gay coding stuff. I'm like, fuck, I got like 15 minutes. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wash baby bottles and stuff. I'm like, maybe I'll fold, like, get the clothes down here. I gotta fold some clothes because I'm a woman now.
Mm-hmm.
And then sure as shit, I'm like 9:30. I'm like, I'm basically ready. And I'm like, do I hear the baby crying? I had the fucking baby monitor muted. I think she was up there crying for probably 5 minutes. Like,
for an hour.
Daddy love me. Nope.
Sorry. Daddy's gotta run the podcast.
It's like, I don't even love your mom. It's like, what?
She's more of a pet.
She's property, dude.
She's property, yeah.
We were discussing, I was having drinks with a couple boys last night. I was up till I got home at 1:45. And then I didn't get to sleep till 2:30, and I was up at 6.
Based.
Not good after a couple of beers.
That's what you want.
We were talking about prenups. Because I thought prenups were pretty, like, for, like, because, like, within, like, a 5-year period, they're pretty ironclad. But I guess we got, like, the discussion, like, Tyrese Gibson or whatever. I guess he had a prenup with his wife, where his wife was like, oh, no, like, I don't want any of your money if we ever get divorced or something. And I guess they got divorced, and now she was going after it, like, going after his money, and I think she got it, so he's got to appeal it or something. Jamie, can you pull that up real quick?
Oh, let's see here.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up.
Because we were playing this fucking game, like, what would you rather, like, do? And so what would you, like, prefer not to do out of all the cards? It's like a card that's against humanity, like, type beat. And something was like involving a prenup. And I was like, well, prenups are like ironclad. And I said, like, well, no, they're not. Because it depends, like, if they get thrown out all the time. And funny is that there was some meme in the boys chat about prenups today too. So I feel like we were destined to talk about it.
Well, I think, like, there are certain states where they just don't care. Like California particularly. I think California was the first state to have a no-fault divorce.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, in Kapistan, prenups are
enforceable by death.
Yes.
Till death do you part, death being you violate the prenup. So.
It's the Henry VIII method of exiting the marriage.
Exactly.
Annulling the contract. Yeah.
Off with her head. Just, so no head? Correct.
No head?
No head. Speaking of violence towards women, shout out to Luchador, friend of the show, who is going a little viral on Tumblr lately for making awesome suggestions like women shouldn't read.
That was so funny, because what was the first thing? It's like, when women, if, like, women are, have low IQ, like, they go to God or something
like that.
The people were so bad.
He was getting cooked. It was a shame. It's my boy, but he was getting cooked.
What was funny is, like, is that he does that
on,
like,
purpose.
Like, bait posting. Like, it's, yeah, like, basically what I do. But his fault of his own is that he doesn't know when to just walk away.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, trying to defend. He's like, it was a bait post, guys. It was a bait post. I'm like, all right, when you do that, we know it's a bait post. You're telling other people.
It's like if you have to run out and go, no, guys, it's a joke. It's like, it's.
Yeah. It becomes that.
You have to, like, keep doubling down every time, yeah, right?
With a like prank, that
triple the taxes, like, on just single pretending moms, to be retarded. Quadruple the taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Make single motherhood punishable by death. Like,
Shout out to Racist Max for that post.
Shout out to Racist Max, yeah. Yes.
Because what was the other thing he'd, because he did that, and a bunch of people, like, going at him. Which was funny, is there was some dude that was like, have you ever experienced a woman's love? But the dude that said it, like, gets, like zero pussy. So, like, have you?
Have you? You're asking a man with a wife and now two children, like,
Yeah, that was the gentleman that, thought that basically was like, oh, is the Joan of Arc chick single? And then people pointed out, like, dude, she was like 12. And he's like, oh, I didn't have my glasses on.
Oh, that one. All right. Man, there's a colorful array of motherfuckers. Like, yeah, you've got the ANCAP dude who put on his roommate's underwear and was like, wow, this is great. I'm going to long post about this.
Dude, that guy, he was a libertarian.
Of course.
And now he's an ANCAP.
Of course.
Now I have to identify as a communist to make myself look better.
This is the problem. You know? Like, we have to, we talk about gatekeeping being important. The hardest people we have to gatekeep against, it seems, are libertarians for that shit, precisely.
So bad, dude. Ugh. And, like, if you're going to post about putting on your roommate's panties,
make a second blog or something. Or just don't. Like,
the best time to delete the post is now.
The second best time to delete the post was before you made it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, dude, why would you? What possessed you to write that? It wasn't like a spur of the moment conversation. Like, you're sitting with your boys drinking beer. Like, yeah. So the other night, my roommate who moved out and left their panties, right?
I was like, oh shit, I'm out of underwear. I'll just throw these on. Why not? Yeah.
I'll throw them on. Because then your boys would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But then it's like it, because it's not recorded, right? Hmm. He took the time to click new post and type up like two paragraphs.
And edit the post. He reread the post. He was like, yep, this is typed correctly. Punctuation's where it should be.
This was the other thing. Like, and he went into detail. I was like, oh, it was a lot. Like, I felt sexy.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
Very comfortable. Like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
You start this from a utilitarian argument and you end with, I feel sexy and comfortable and confident. It's like, stop. Stop now.
Not a true Scotsman.
No. So here's the thing. A, it's embarrassing enough making that post and putting that on the internet. B, it's embarrassing to me. Like, if I were a man and I admitted that I could fit into a women's pair of panties, like, I how small are you as a man that works for you?
Mm.
Like,
I don't know. I wore girl pants one time, and I slept in them, and I woke up, my nuts hurt.
Yeah, it's because they don't have room for nuts. Like, girls don't have nuts. Girls don't have nuts.
Yeah.
No penis.
You're, like, so not progressive. Oh, I'm going to get a beer for this, but I got to tell, we'll get to it later. I'll remember it. I'll remember the story about my wonderful son, my blonde-haired, blue-eyed son. Just has no fucking filter.
Why should he? He's Aryan. The world will bend at his feet.
Yeah, it's when you have A10 eye color, you like that's a prophecy. You're either a prophet or a general. You know
exactly.
You'll bend nations before his knees,
or you become Jeremy Fragrance or something like him. Actually, I don't
you
know
just wait. The Jeremy Fragrance character arc is not completed.
It's not completed. Jeremy Fragrance becomes Il Duce prediction for 2024.
That dude, if he ran for office, he's going to join AFD. Jeremy Fragrance is going to be the next leader of AFD and then bring glory and springtime for Germany.
Exactly. Oh, Matt's
winter
again.
For Poland and France.
Oh,
obviously his name's Jeremy, but like, I think he lives in Dresden.
Somewhere in Europe. Europe is all the same.
Well, no, he's, yeah. Anyways.
So for those of you watching, we did say if you want to come onto the Discord and call into the podcast and just be as unhinged as possible, that is available to you. We are opening our doors to you. We will judge you, and I am armed, but we will allow this.
Put your New Year's resolutions in the chat.
Yeah, exactly. Put your New Year's resolutions in the chat. If you're not going to come into the channel, we'll at least judge you that way.
Or, give us your favorite memories.
Favorite memories of 23. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, my wife was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Podcasting." She's like, "You're gay." I said, "Tell the boys hi."
Oh, hi, Matt's wife.
Oh, she can't hear you.
That's fine.
That's probably for the best.
Hang on, I'll be right over.
So, we're at Cracker Barrel.
Of course, that's one does.
As the whites do. Because I brought all my kids, and since my kids are beautiful, some random elderly couple came up with a $25 gift card and gave it to us. It's like, "Oh, you're so precious." Like, "Hey, you know, Merry Christmas," all that. And like,
"Well, I thought you were poor."
No, we were dressed up like after a photo shoot. We looked like classy as shit.
Oh.
Well, last time we were there for Father's Day one time and someone paid for our meal. Like, anonymously.
Look at this beautiful white family.
I thought this was the same story you were telling. So, okay, this is a brand new incident at Cracker Barrel where you're just, you have such photogenic Aryan children that somebody gives you free money. We got to subsidize.
I said whatever in the group chat, like, right when it happened. I'm letting the podcast audience listen to this because it's hilarious to me. No, so like there was a, not our waitress, but there was like a black waitress, right? Like
a waitress.
She was walking. She was walking by. I said, "Oh, your kids are so so beautiful." Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, she wanted to go fist bump them. My oldest gave a fist bump. My youngest gave a fist bump, and then she went to my middle child, and he's like, "You're black," and then refused to fist bump her. And I was like, "Oh God!" And my wife was just like mortified, right? And so, like I'm like, "Come on, dude, fist bump her." And then the waitress was like, "Well, black is beautiful." I'm like, "Let's not push it." Let's not push this bee. So,
this is it. We're canceled.
Yes.
Goodbye, everyone. It's been a ride.
I didn't say that last bit, but like, no, he like straight up refused. Quotes. But he didn't say like he's like, he didn't go like, "Ew, you're black." He was just like matter of fact about it, like, "You're black." And then there was the thing. I was like, "Dude, you're white." He's like, I'm not white." I'm like, "What are you then? What are you, little man?" But like later, he still wouldn't fist bump her. We were leaving, but he wished her a Merry Christmas. I was like, just
okay, all right.
Pick your battles.
Pick your best.
You need to start treating him like a German schoolgirl and put him in advertisements for migrants to come and visit the country. Yeah.
He's a little ham, dude.
Yeah.
Get some money. But sometimes I'm terrified of when he's out here because I am in behind enemy lines right now in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, geez.
And so the...
You're going to get enriched.
Yeah, I'm going to get enriched, really. That's why we don't go outside. I don't take them outside anymore.
That's why the blinds are drawn. That's why the lights are all on all the time.
Like, I still see, there's still, like, Ukrainian flags around here.
Of course, it's liberal la-la land.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw yesterday the billboard that says, like, "Let's be clear, Hamas is your problem too."
No, it's not. I don't think so.
I made that Tumblr post where I was like, "No, they're fucking not, because I'm not a Jew, right?" Yeah. Like, why would it be my problem? I think I saw some post within the like conservative group, like the Constitution is Gay Culture guy or whatever, some like a week or two about the same billboard where they're like, "No, because like." It is your problem, because someone was like, "They're not my problem," and then these guys, the right wing, were like, "Well, they're gonna be." I'm like, how many, how big is America, right? Hamas has their own issue, right? Like Israel, Hamas, that whole thing is going on over there. It is never gonna come over here. They don't have.
It's never gonna come.
It's
never gonna come.
For fun, let's pretend.
I'm gonna come.
Oh, I'm gonna
do not
gonna
come
so hard. It's like if it does come over here, America is massive. They don't have the fucking manpower for anything like that. That's like if we ever got invaded, right? For some magical like that some huge like whatever army or
this,
whatever.
This recalls back to like, do you remember like after 9/11 where everyone's like, if them Muslims come over here, we're gonna be ready for them. It's like, yeah, they're never gonna do that because they know if they tried that, there'd be like 40,000 F-150s rolling on their position within 2 hours.
Yeah,
but what about like Twin Cities? They just changed their flag to like East Somaliland, basically.
Oh, well. Accurate. So I think we're about to have somebody who's brave enough to come on and be a guest.
Oh, do we say that? Like, because it's this episode, people can, if you're in the Discord, if you get in the live waiting room, you can come on.
Yeah, that's the idea, yeah.
Alright, he's in there ready to go.
Alright, let's go. Alright, can we drag him in, or what do we do?
Yeah, you should be able to right click and
okay.
Some drag him in there. I mean, I could probably do it too. Maybe.
Got it.
There it is.
Hello, sir.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
Welcome Jesus to Lord. The Jesus podcast. God. You are live.
Oh, hey, I've got too many different components. Lord in heaven, I did not plan this out properly.
Disconnect him until he gets it figured out.
All right. We're going to put you back in live.
Alrighty, cool. I'm going to change devices because I should probably.
Yeah, let us know when you're. Yeah,
get out of here. We'll give you 30 seconds.
We're the only ones who are allowed to have technical problems. You need to straighten yourself out. Just kidding. Just figure it out.
That was so real. So fucking real. So what else are we talking about?
Actually, real quick, if I can make my webcam do this properly, I can show you guys my new computer.
Yeah, sure, that'll be.
What GPU did you get?
Got that 4090, baby.
To play Minecraft.
I am going to do a 1-to-1 scale recreation of the Gaza Strip, and then I am going to mine it for resources.
Perfect. Like blood of innocent children.
Blood of innocent children. Got to get that adrenochrome supply. Man, there's a glut right now. There is no supply. We got to find a way to make money off of this. Like, there's got to be a way. We can make money off of this.
Good. So should have the webcam pointed behind me just in case someone sneaks up.
The house demon.
Yeah. So if the lights are on, I'm scared.
Understand. Like
there's a demon back there.
Literally. Be hilarious.
Oh. You see a little like. Like what? Fuck. So what else been going on? Is he good to go?
Let's see.
Because he didn't pause the show. Idiots. If you're going to call in.
You gotta pause the show. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's like really.
All right, let's just drop him back in. Fuck it. Let's do it. Oh, where'd he go?
He'll be back.
Okay, he'll be back.
There was an interesting article that I didn't read past the headline. He's of testing, course. That's what he's doing.
Okay.
So, what was that? So, it was this girl who, the headline is this, a brosexual? It took me 30 years to realize.
Oh, right? This. I read a little bit of this and then my brain shut off.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, because every time I hear these like new like sexualities, I'm like, it's something that already exists, but they have to create a different name for it and convolute it. To where they're trying to make it not be the same, but it is the same. And then it's the articles, whoever, this is written like shit, by the way.
Yeah, that's the other problem. It's just, it's so like, it's literally written like a bad Christopher Nolan movie. It's just all over the place.
This is a white woman. Heavy white woman.
Of course it is.
She wrote this. And she's got two nose piercings.
Of course she does.
And so that should actually basically tell you everything you need to know. But it starts out like, when did you decide this? Is this even a label? I've never heard of it. I support you, obviously, but this doesn't sound real. Just some words that greeted me when I came out as a brosexual to a close friend back in 2020. Needless to say, we're not friends anymore. Like, yeah, then the whole bus collapsed.
So right? I know you're saying abrosexual, but I keep hearing brosexual.
I'm saying a brosexual.
I know it's a brosexual, but like, it sounds like brosexual. And I'm just like, this actually, what is this? Like, you down for the bros? Is that it? Like, I'm down for the bros.
So, so here's what.
You can call me a brosexual. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When you're chilling with your bros.
Just chilling with your bros. Like, 5 feet apart. It's not gay.
So it means guys, when someone's, yeah, someone's sexual identity fluctuates and changes. Oh. So when I read this, I'm like, that's bisexual. Right, basically.
Or pansexual, I guess, or whatever.
No, pansexual is not real. I refuse to acknowledge that.
No, I mean, it's one of the four original letters, and it existed for a reason.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough. Alfonso says he's good to go.
He's good to go. Okay, bring him on in.
All right. All right, welcome back, sir.
Testing, testing, Mike.
5x5.
Make sure to pause the feed.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Should I put on camera or just leave that off?
If you're dressed, put on camera, yes.
Okay, but I've
heard another YouTube strike.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There we are. That's dog shit.
You're sideways, yeah, but I mean, it works.
Yeah, you can change your orientation.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me running.
All right. So, hello, sir. So you can be as nice as you like for a few minutes. What would you like to
okay.
be about?
This is like the wrong person.
Wait, I've seen this guy way too many times. He's gang stalking me.
What do you mean I'm gang stalking you?
Keep in mind, if your unhingedness sucks, we're going to have to put you down. All right.
Well, it's got. We could just skip to that part. My unhingedness is dog ass. I don't have a troll game like you. I was just basically going to say some bullshit. Yeah, actually, I got nothing. I got no punchline.
Oh, come on. Do you think we come into this with a plan? Here you go. Who do you? Yeah, Max, go ahead. You ask questions.
Yeah, Festivus, who do you hate most of 2023?
Who do I hate most? Matt.
Okay.
Fair. I agree with that. I'd hate me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick question. Are you missing the section of drywall behind you?
Oh, if you want to see that.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Show us your hole.
I am trying to install a drywall mount, but unfortunately, I want to put it where this center line is. And as you can see, there's basically no way to support it to the left and right of it. So I had to cut this whole section out, take some of the scrap wood I have floating around, and I'll be installing it like so. And if you're wondering about this hole, I thought I was going to be clever and try to do this all from behind, and then I realized that wasn't going to work. So
yeah, you can't really slip it in the back like that.
Especially not when you make a hole. If the hole isn't already there and you slip it in the back, it's a problem.
Well, consider when you're doing drywall that's a great spot to store gold, precious metals, drugs, illegal firearms.
Just
food for thought. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Also, it'd be really, if you like filled one wall in your house with tannerite and barrel bearings and you just knew that if you shot that wall for any reason, if you got home invaded, you know, just.
I still don't own any firearms. I still got to get one.
What?
I want to start with this. They're expensive and plus I don't trust myself with it. Not in the typical leftist way like I'm using on myself. No, I'm going to do dumb shit with it. That's where the redneck comes out. It's like.
Like
you leave me alone with a 12 gauge. Right? I'm gonna.
To be honest, man, when I saw you for the first time, I was like redneck for sure. Like,
well, yeah. There was one time it was a Georgia guy who, they were talking about. He made a joke about how all Floridians own machetes, and I'm sitting there. It's like I wasn't even a part of the conversation when I came in, and I was like, you know, I really want to be offended right now, but. According to Army, but it's a good brand.
I mean, yeah,
like
you need the machete though. Like it's very important.
Oh yeah, it's good general stuff. But punchlines aside, what do you mean gang stalking?
Yeah,
what's that about?
Yeah.
I will admit to a lot of sins I've committed in my life, but that one's a bit questionable.
Well, no, it's just like everywhere I go, literally everybody's chasing me and is trying to kill me. They're plotting to kidnap me, torture me, extract my limited amount of adrenochrome, all that stuff.
I thought it was annoying you.
Have you ever seen somebody like in a car, you know, on the corner? They're gang stalking you. Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. That was a whole different. It damn sure wasn't me. I don't own a car. So yeah, if you see me in a car, fucking
walkers,
for me, as soon as
walking behind you, in front of you, they're creating a perimeter. They're about to close in. Okay.
No, you see, I'm usually the reason people say to not go out at night, so I don't really mind that kind of stuff. It's kind of funny when I used to live in the hood. Everything like, oh yeah, it's 1 o'clock. Let me go out and get a hot dog. And I thought, man, these sure are safe streets. It's like, nah. Everyone, like, I met numerous people who I just got mugged or waiting for the cops, had been mugged multiple times. I never saw anybody, but apparently people saw me.
You've been mugged multiple times and you still don't have a weapon?
No, I have encountered other people that have been mugged multiple times. I have never been mugged. Yeah, if you see some guy walking... No, I don't mug people. I'm just the guy who thinks, hey, nobody's paying attention to me. Why not sing SpongeBob songs at 1 a.m. as I dance down the street? And I'm built like a line, like an NFL lineman.
I think that's probably why... If I saw a dude of significant height and width running down the street singing SpongeBob songs, I'm not going to try to mug him. I can tell you that much. I don't think anybody else will. That's a great deterrent.
If I didn't already know your Tumblr, I would have asked you if you wear your roommate's panties.
Because
when he's brought up SpongeBob, I'm like, bro, like...
All right, so what's your Tumblr handle, sir?
I don't know, I'm using my real name. It's the Slacker Jack.
Oh, it's okay.
I know Matt. I think Matt follows me. I do. Rocky Mountain Jew Hadeen does.
He's a weeb. He weeb posts.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Peace be upon you.
No, I don't know if
you
like.
Hey, Tumblr's down again. Wonderful.
For anybody wondering if a gun's too expensive this time of year, there is a deal over at Sportsman's Warehouse. You can get a problem solver for $99.99. Talking about that high point, baby.
You gotta hear this, Lassie.
So Tumblr is ironically enough down right now. Huh.
Yeah, it went down earlier in the day too.
Oh.
And this isn't automatically rotating. So this is there it is. Cool.
I want you to tell us your most unhinged take. And then we're gonna disconnect you. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, ever since I started learning about instances where archaeologists have actually defaced and destroyed things they found because it disproves previous assertions that they built their career on, I've operated on the belief that everything I've ever heard might as well be real. And I stay chill about it because there's practically speaking nothing I can do about it. So, you know, giants, hollow earth, whatever. It's all real. Fuck it. I just don't even care anymore.
That's not really unhinged. I'm with that.
Yeah, that's like, not really. That's like that's Hyperborea, like actually. That's like a rational. That's a rational conclusion at like in these times. Like it's just like, well, if this is bullshit, I mean, what the fuck else? It's like, no, that's not. You can do better than that. You can be more unhinged.
Trump will actually save America in November.
That is an unhinged.
That's
position.
Unhinged. That's very unhinged. Yeah.
Oh, what are the polls at? What are the polls at right now?
I think he's got like a 3-point lead over Biden or some shit. Like I don't know.
Well, here let's take bets. Well, not actual real bets, but
he'll totally win this time, you guys. He's totally gonna bring it back.
You just gotta vote. You gotta vote. You gotta go out there and vote harder.
Vote harder, baby. That's what you gotta do. Yeah, that's why I'm going from no party affiliation. I'm becoming in 2024. Become a Republican. I'm totally gonna do it, you guys.
Ugh. You're a Republican.
Yeah,
that is
unhinged. My head is gigantic.
Very unhinged.
Well, thank you for your calling in to tell us your unhinged opinions. I agree with, and some that
are
Republican. You start. Well, I can't even talk shit because I'm in like that the Constitution's gay culture, I mean, like Discord. I can't really. And technically it's correct. It's gay culture. But whatever. It's okay. So Alfonso, thank you for calling in. But if you do you have anything else you want to say?
I'm noticing, at least in my area, people who follow faith are typically more attractive than people who don't. Physiognomy is real, I guess.
Yes.
All right. I agree with that. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. There you go. That's a good one to leave.
Yeah.
Wait. So
I hang out in a right wing community and a left wing community, and I've noticed some distinct differences. I've noticed some patterns.
So here's my question now. If we asked him for his unhinged opinions and we don't think they're unhinged, are we all unhinged?
That's kind of an odd frame of reference. Didn't we all meet by Tumblr? Doesn't that already kind of skew
we're way outliers.
Actually, that
was the funniest thing. I remember that reminded me of a time that my mom was like creeping my sister's boyfriend at the time a couple of years ago. She's like, yeah, he's got this site, Tumblr, he's got like an account on. And it's like really creepy shit he's posting. I'm like, yeah, if someone's like on Tumblr, they're guaranteed to have mental problems. And then my dad, without skipping a beat, was like, don't you have a Tumblr? I'm like, we're not talking about me. Okay.
Dad, and I have mental problems. You know this. Like,
because of you. Because you gave me this.
Mm.
All right, Alfonso, sir. Noah, thank you for joining us.
Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful next year. And Happy New Year.
Happy
How do I
year.
Fucking hang up? Let me figure.
Oh, we'll kick you out. Don't worry about it.
All right, that's one, folks. You eliminated. So brave enough to come on and give a good attempt at being unhinged. But I think we can do better. I think there's a good warm up. We can definitely do better. So
there's all these like before and after videos of like girls going to college where like they're just like this very young, sweet co-ed, and then they start taking queer basket weaving and they dye their hair blue and start getting like absurd piercings and body modification. They gain like 50 pounds. And there's just too many compilations of that for it to not be true that leftism makes you ugly. And being right wing, like you want to go to the gym and be fit. And like it, I think better than Michael Malice's quote, if you ask somebody, are all people equal, and they give you a speech, that means they're on the left. And if they say no, that means they're on the right. I think better than that was a different quote. I'm not sure who it was saying, are they trying to make things beautiful or are they trying to make things ugly? And if it's beautiful, it's right wing.
I had thought about something. It's gonna be like the right wing thing. I was like, yeah, typically, yes, I do see like right wing people looking better and stuff. And then I was looking at my brother the other day because he's doing like testosterone shots. The cop.
Of course, he needs to beat his wife harder.
Yeah, no shit. No, I was laughing about it because when he first brought it up, he was like. He went to the doctor or whatever, and he's like, "Yo, your like testosterone level's good. It's up there." He's like, the doctor's like, "Yeah, it could be he's like, here's the range, and you're like the mid high range," and he's like, "I want to be optimized, right? So like, give me the testosterone to push me up to like the max limit," and the fucking dude wrote him the script for it. So he's like, my brother's like,
You could just change your diet and exercise and get your testosterone probably.
My brother's buff as shit. He works out all. He's a cop. He's not a fat cop. He works out like all the time. Like I sent the video.
Well, no, there's two kinds of cops. There's fat cops and there's roid cops. And your brother's a roid cop now.
I thought I was like a pretty good, you know, shape myself. And I look at him like I'm the before. He's the after twin, right? So before I started working out, I started working out, not doing testosterone though, because I'm like, I don't want to be my wife. You feel?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Your balls to shrink and your penis to shrivel. Like it's not.
Yeah. Fun. Well, if they shrivel, I could wear girl pants.
True.
So something to consider.
Yammer wasn't here, so I had to make a gang stalking joke on his behalf.
Fair enough.
I feel like he makes gang stalking jokes.
He does. Living in New York City, though, it's easy to get gang stalked. So.
True, true.
Who else was, what was going on in the news and shit that they're missing out on? Anything special? Basically, they go.
I think Maine took Trump off the ballot, too.
They did. Yeah.
Also, Colorado and Maine. Oh, we didn't talk about the fucking YouTube strike we had.
It was a YouTube. Oh, right. That's right. So, what happened with that exactly?
No, so it was the fucking. The episode with COVID with White Luke that we did, that they finally somehow got a hold of it. And they're like, oh, yeah, like this marker is where, like, the misinformation was. And I was like, and it was Luke talking about how they're having people take shots with aluminum in it. And then I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not. So I looked it up. I'm like, yeah, there's aluminum salts. Like, it's technically sure, like, true, the aluminum salts in the flu shots. So I appealed it. And they were like, yeah, no, it's wrong. So first it was a warning. And then I appealed it. And they gave us a strike. So now it's like, you could go through this training video and answer these questions so the strike will be removed in 90 days or some shit. Like, but if you violate whatever in some odd time, like, you'll get another strike. And then the last episode we got the copyright infringement thing because you guys, before I got on, played some video with some audio. But
was it the White House Christmas video?
Yeah, that was it.
Wow. All right.
But yeah, like, so the only thing was, is like, it got banned in a region, and the region was Russia, which was weird to me. I was gone.
No, I think it's because it was a jazz cover from the Nutcracker Suite. So it's like sacrilege against Russian culture.
Oh. The Alter Podcast, now banned in Russia. Oh, we're putting using that. Oh, yes.
I'm very pro Russia, though, you know.
Word. You're pro Poland, though. That's different. Like, unless you plan on, you do kind of invade your Polish wife, if you think about it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I am more. She's bleeding, so, yeah. Wow. From the beating.
Beating, of course.
From the beating.
President Putin, Walmart is not stocked with egg or milk this winter. No eggnog. Please send MiG-35 fighter jets to liberate us from dictator Joseph R. Biden.
Please. Who's man, what the fuck was I gonna say? I'm all out of it. I'm enjoying the shit out of my fucking, like, 4 weeks off of school. Well, now it's like it's less than 4 weeks now, obviously. But like, I'm getting fucking crazy, dude. Like, I'm drinking. Like, yep, I'm going out. I'm like, I got my in-laws to watch my kids, and I'm going out to drink. Hey. What did I do the other night? Well, yeah, because I was like, my lone buddy last night, I was just like, I hit him up. I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing? He's like, nothing, just chilling at the house. I'm like, okay, I'm coming over. So I just invited myself over to his house. Dude, I get there.
Take off the pants.
Yeah. Get naked. Well, it's funny. I got there. I'm like, I was like outside, and I know his garage code. So I'm like, went to plug it in. He must have disabled it and didn't tell me because it wasn't working. So I called him. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I just got out of the shower. I was like, all right, perfect, bro.
Oh, wait, hang on. Where is this going?
Some freshly washed pussy.
I just got out of the shower. Come on up. I have to put on my pants.
Bro,
he is a brosexual.
Jesus Christ.
So we get in, and he's like, yeah, let's call our old buddy over. You know, we can make out or something. I just gotta play Counter Strike. Like, play Counter Strike and shit.
Well, that's even gayer than making out. Like,
yeah, it is. Well, Counter Strike 2 is a little less gay.
When you think about it, like, when you are kissing the homies, you're touching a tongue that's touched all the other women that they've ever kissed,
which
right?
Isn't gay, which is that's not gay saying. At all. Exactly. Not
yeah.
Gay at all. Not gay at all.
I'm like, just I'm checking science. The viewership, like, how many people just dropped out of watching.
Yeah, let's check. Actually, still we're still holding strong at 7 concurrent viewers.
Yeah. Well, we had like 9 or 10 earlier, so they dropped off.
Whatever.
What's the last few episodes do so far on views overall? We're 41. Oh, there's like there's a stream that like needs to get deleted. 47, 36. There are dozens of people who will receive this message.
Alfonso asks what our New Year's resolutions are. Mine is to get a new job, like, immediately. Like, that's the new, like, start off the new year. I'm trying to get an IT job just to start it off.
You need to practice your Indian accent. Hello, hey, thank you for calling AT&T.
Thank you for calling tech support. This is your boy, Muhammad. How can I help you today?
Muhammad's not an Indian name. Come on.
Also, they wouldn't give you that name. They make you call yourself like some weird old person name. Like, this is Gene.
Yeah. This is Gene Pollock.
This is Harold. How can I help you?
This is white yogurt. I don't fucking know. I don't call these people. Right. No, so that's my New Year's resolution. I guess I want to get a new job.
Stack Benjamins.
But yeah, hopefully. Well, I'm probably going to like. I think, like, starting for, like, because I have to, like, basically do a quick, like, workup from the bottom. But, like, the bottom is still, like, probably start, like, 70 or 80,000 or something like
so
that.
So you're bottoming, essentially, at first.
Bottom.
You have bottom to bitch. Receive before you can give.
This it's is true. You have to bottom.
This is classic, you know, Austrian economics, production precedes consumption, right? So you have to provide the pussy to get to the pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm just worked out with my buddy, one buddy I hung out with last night. Like, he's like, I could probably get you a job, dude, but you gotta, you know, do something for me. And I'm like, all right, I'm a bro sexual, so.
This team's getting gear.
Okay. I keep looping it. That's why I want to talk about, bring up that bro sexual shit, so we can keep looping back to it over and over and over and
of
over.
Of course,
over
yeah, just keep moving like, back
beat,
over.
Beat a dead horse. No, because like, If I keep up with whatever, like, in a couple of years, I could probably make it, like, likely be making, like, $150,000, $200,000.
For sure.
So yeah. That'd be tight as fuck. So, because I got a lot of kids I got to send through, you know, whatever trade school, college, whatever bullshit they do. I got to buy weapons for all of these kids. Lots of them.
So that's come on. I mean, like, one each can get a crew served weapon, right? Like, that's the best for them.
That's a great team exercise, actually. Yeah,
one just feeds the ammunition, and yeah. Anyways, what about you, Ben? You got a New Year's resolution?
I would say my New Year's resolution is to see. I say I would want to get a new place. Yeah, I want a new place. That's what I'm thinking about. I've been wanting to get a new place for a while now. I've kind of outgrown this one. I'd like a little more room to, like, have people over and not just have, like...
What's the square footage of that place?
It's not bad, honestly. Like, it's got two floors. This whole downstairs here, like, there's a living room, there's a kitchen back there, which curves around that wall, and then upstairs I've got two bedrooms and a bathroom, a half bath down here. Like, it's not that big, but it's, like, enough for me. But I also, like, I want more furniture so I can, like, have more people over and shit. Because, like, I have room for a couch and, like, maybe a chair somewhere, but otherwise not a whole lot.
Gotcha. Well, make it happen, dude. You got that money now, right?
I got the sweet jewelry money, yeah.
Yeah. And Agent 47 took out that building today.
This is true.
So you're getting
oh my fucking god, I forgot about that. Yeah, the fucking
it happened like 5 hours ago. Like, how'd you forget?
Because I've been smoking and drinking all night. That's why. Like, I drank a tall boy and then worked out for half an hour or two. So it's like just making myself extra racist for the podcast.
Hell yeah. Appreciate it.
Of course.
So what happened? Just set on fire?
So there's like a bunch of restaurants in the bottom floor of that building, and there's like one, it's like a steakhouse restaurant where it's like a meat buffet restaurant, and like there's a grease trap, and like this thing, I guess it's an exhaust that runs all the way up to the roof of the fucking 8-story skyscraper, And shockingly enough, they probably weren't cleaning it enough during the holidays when they're booked to capacity every day. And, oh, there was a grease fire. So the roof was literally on fire. They had to go on up through the ladder with chainsaws and cut a hole in the roof. And they charged two water lines, and they were putting water on it for like an hour. It was cool.
Well,
I'm not going to lie. Also, like, I'm going to be really honest. Today's my normal day off, and I had to work, and I really wasn't feeling like doing much. I did a little. Like, I made one sale, so I was like, you know, I'm here, whatever. But, like, we had a fucking literal ladder truck parked 10 feet in front of my door for 4 hours today, so nobody could come in. So I literally got paid the whole fucking time to just walk around and just watch the fire
department.
You
didn't want to be at work, and it just so happens.
Just so happens. The street. No, it's okay. I took a picture of myself with the fire engine, and I said I didn't do it, so.
Oh, then, yeah, we clearly didn't do it.
We're clearly. No, I was, listen, I'm on camera the whole time.
Bro, what's that the fucking, have you guys seen the movie Orange County, right?
Orange County?
With Jack Black and Colin Hanks.
Okay.
No, so there's a scene, like, where they're trying, like, basically the premise is the, this guy's trying to get into Stanford because he wants to be a writer. Mm-hmm. Gay.
Gay.
Brosexual.
Brosexual.
And, like, the school counselor fucking sends the wrong transcript into Stanford, so he gets denied. So basically, the movie's about him taking a trip to Stanford to try to, like, talk to the admissions person to get it, like, figured out or whatever. So Jack Black, his brother, who's, like, a big fucking druggie and shit, and he breaks into the, like, building, like, the admissions building or something, and there's, like, some secretary there that he somehow seduces, and they, like, have sex. He sets a piece of paper on fire. He's like, yeah, I'm a bit of a pyromaniac, right? Ends up setting the building on fucking fire.
Oops.
And like, after that, so him and this girl like walk out, and then when the fire department comes, like Ben Stiller is one of the firefighters, and he walks up Jack Black. He's like, so what happened there? He's like, yeah, I was just walking by and I just saw the flames. It was like, it's crazy, right? And he's like, well, that lady over there said she was in the building with you. He's like, She's a liar. I don't know her. Like at all. Like, I just fucking full of shit. He's like, okay, I was in the building, and she was like, she was like, I'm gonna burn this mother down. Like, better not. And he's like, she said it was an electrical fire. He's like, yeah, like it was sparking and everything like that. He's like, sir, why aren't you wearing your pants? He's like, oh, I tripped while running through the, and I took them off so I could run faster through the flames. He's like, I'm gonna go.
God.
So I was thinking about that.
It was actually kind of funny at one point because, like, I was talking to a customer and I look out front and, like, my front windows and the front door, big glass door, faces this building, and I just see literally dozens of people in just, like, normal office attire with, like, their office ID lanyards, and they're all just kind of, like, hurriedly walking away from the building, and, like, it's a shitload of people. And I'm just, like, literally, yeah, so we can get your ring fixed super... What's going on out there? And like my boss had gone across to like the grocery store because he got us some like snacks and stuff for the store. And he was like, yeah, so the building is like on fire across the street. And we're just like, word. And like literally me and the other salespeople and the customers literally all just went outside and we're like, yeah, that's on fire. That's cool. All right. Oh, here's the fire department. This is cool. All right. We got front row seats.
I gotta say that picture you took is very based.
Right.
It's very clean. And then, oh, and then Jenny in the chat. So everyone, he took a picture of himself.
Oh, hang in on. Front let of me, the building. Let me drop this in the podcast feed. That would be nice, right?
Yeah. But then Jenny, friend of the show, posted up like how men take pictures of what they want to show people. And it's just the objects. It's like, and females have to be in front of the objects.
I got one. Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, so I'm probably gonna get cut in here in a second. So I don't know if you guys are gonna keep going or not. And then I was probably texting me. Who the fuck
cares? It's been an hour. You can call it.
We have one guest. I guess nobody else wants to clown.
We probably should have like did the like tag everyone that's in the Discord to let them know.
Yeah, like I didn't make a link for this episode too. It was like 2 hours ago. So
yeah, because normally when we do the ad, like we get more. But some people are in Discord right now. Let's see.
Like 16... I even spaced like reblogging the
like 60
podcast. So whatever.
Oh, I didn't forget, but it's fine. So
Matt, where did you see Jenny asking about what happened?
No, she didn't ask. It was in the League of Extraordinary Haters.
Oh, duh. So I need to go back and answer what happened there. Okay, I got you.
I don't think she asked what happened. I think she just roasted you.
Oh, that's fine. That's
literally it.
Oh, yeah, that's the joke. All right, I'm intoxicated, yes?
Yeah, that's what happens, bro. When you be like, bro, Alfonso, no one cares if Tumblr's back or not. Go outside and touch grass. Please. I might go do that. I'm going to go drink another beer and touch a little grass.
Word. I'm going to smoke a little grass.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, my friend's calling me. Okay, well, she can wait a second.
Yeah, your friend. Yeah, girl, you can come over.
I hope that's not what this is about. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the New Year's special of The Altar. It's been a pleasure having you. Yeah,
you're like... You should, like, dial it back next time. So we'll catch y'all next time.
We'll catch y'all next year, I guess.
Next year.
And as always, taxation is theft.
Amen.